KBK 95.5 FM playing the songs from Best Times of Your Life. Getting very special. I'm so excited I got tongue-tied here. Getting ready for a very special morning interview program, and I'm really looking forward to this one. Glad you're here with us for this. Let me tell you first, the morning interview is, I say this many, many times, and the phone interviews are always great when we have those, but as far as I'm concerned, nothing beats having a live in-studio guest here with us in the morning, and today is no exception. A very special guest, and please join me in welcoming this morning, Chris Sorrow Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to have you here. Chris Sorrow was a guest of ours a few weeks back. We recorded an interview that we aired on Memorial Day morning about his book, The Twins Platoon, and we had him, we coaxed him back for another interview, and I'm really delighted that we did. It's good to get together with you, sir. I'm happy to meet you finally face-to-face.
Sure. Well, the feeling's mutual, too. I've listened to your radio show, and I love your music.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you here. Chris Sorrow, as we mentioned the last time around, and I want to recap a little bit about our interview we did last time. You are the author of a book that's getting a lot of acclaim all the way across the area and across the country. The book is called The Twins Platoon. And it's doubly significant because not only did you research and write the story of this platoon, but you were yourself a member of the Twins Platoon, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And it took 15 years to write it, and that was working about 40 hours a week on it, nonstop. So it was a major undertaking to track down all the information and put it together into the book form.
To recap for people a little bit of what we talked about last time, the Twins Platoon is the story of a number of military members who basically got sworn in during the early part of before a Twins game started back at the old Met Stadium back in 1967.
That's right. It was on June 28, 1967. There was a group of young guys sworn into the Marine Corps at a Minnesota Twins baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the true story of like who they were. It follows them through their Marine Corps training overseas to Vietnam, and then what happened to them when they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's some members of the Twins Platoon are actual local people, which may be of interest to your viewers.
Right, and as you are yourself, as a matter of fact.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Live over in North Branch, is that right?
Yeah, live in North Branch. Lived there since 1982.
Wow.
So
if we were talking as we were setting this interview up, that one of the strengths, I think, about talking about the book, as we have not only on Memorial Day, but again today, that there's got to be folks who will maybe go to a signing or go to an event where you'll be there talking about the book and say, I know that guy. I've seen him at the gas station.
Yes.
Has that happened a few times?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, I'm just an everyday guy. If you see me walking around town, I look pretty raggedy sometimes.
You could have a career in radio.
Oh, okay.
but the book is getting all kinds of acclaim. I think we're getting feedback from folks who talk about how they've read the book and enjoyed it and recommend it to others. What kinds of feedback or what kinds of responses are you getting from people as you hear about
it? It's just exceeded my wildest expectations. I've gotten lots of feedback, cards, letters, it's the kind of thing that you get when you read it. It just makes it, all the hours that I put into it, very worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of cards from women. A lot of, probably 3-to-1, the correspondence is coming from women.
Wow.
And I don't necessarily think that there's 3 times as many women reading it, because I think guys don't tend to send cards and letters.
You're probably right about that.
And it's all ages, too. I'm getting feedback from as young as 13 to well into the 80s,
huh.
And that's real exciting. And one of the things that kind of surprised me was I'm finding out there's a big segment of our population out there where they're telling me that they were too young to have seen anything that had to do with Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were going through high school, there was nothing being taught about it. And so they said that they're reading the book and it's putting Vietnam together for them. Or things like, I got a card from a lady down near Rochester, and she said she'd learned more about the Vietnam War from reading this book than she did all through school in the history classes.
Wow.
And so I find that very rewarding. And some of the things in the book, which I get a lot of pleasure out of when I get this feedback, is if when people read the book, they're not going to be reading about me. I might be in there in just a couple parts, but they actually read about, the Vietnam veterans and how they served their country and the kind of fighting that they had to go through and it's a real tribute to our Vietnam veterans, and so I find that very rewarding too when I get that kind of feedback. And even some of the reviews that are going out, they'll say things like, when people read the book, it'll make them want to thank a Vietnam veteran for their service. And that to me is very rewarding.
Man, if there's anything that comes out of the process of writing this book that seemed to be gratifying to read that, I think that'd be fantastic. Chris, if we can backtrack just for a moment, you mentioned that you get some feedback from readers who said, you know, like you say, it was maybe a little bit, they were a little bit younger than the Vietnam era and didn't get taught a lot about it in school. Why do you think that's true? Why do you think that was happening?
This is just a guess on my part. And I was kind of shocked when my one son was going through high school. I looked at his history book and they had like a paragraph in there.
Oh, man.
And that was a 10-year war, you know. Mm-hmm. Millions of Americans served in it. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just the way it is. Maybe it takes in a number of years for history to be compiled and put together. And actually, when I did the research, the history books, the Marine Corps history books, when I started back in 1990, they had the history of the Marine Corps, 1967 and 1969. And missing was the year 1968, which is primarily what I was writing about. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until 1998 that the Marine Corps finished their history volume, and it was about three times as thick as the other volumes.
Wow.
And then also there's a part in the book where some of the information actually was developed just about in, oh, maybe 3-4 years ago, and that was when a General Weiss went to Vietnam and met with the plans officer of the North Vietnamese Army, and they started exchanging a little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
So it just might be that it takes a number of years for history to be put together, and I suppose that has to happen before they can put it in the books and teach it, maybe.
Well, that's a pretty good theory. You know, again, I'm of the era where, you know, that was, you know, we were right in the thick of that as I was going through junior high and high school, and it's mind-boggling to me that with all the daily information that we were getting, that it could be, you know, kind of, and I hate to use this word, but almost like marginalized in American history teaching.
I think, too, and maybe part of it also compared to, like, World War II was a very popular war, and so I think maybe there was a rush to get the information out on that, where Vietnam turned out to be an unpopular war.
Right.
And a thing that I think everybody wanted to kind of put behind them and put in a closet, and that might have had something to do with the delay and maybe getting it all out also.
Well, it's good that books like yours exist now and other books that are maybe kind of opening people's eyes to it a little bit and maybe educating people about this era in our history and how it affected so many lives.
Sure.
And I think that's fantastic. Speaking this morning with Chris Sorrow Jr., the author of The Twins Platoon. Chris, we were talking as we were setting up this interview, we were talking about a number of signings and events that are coming up. One in particular that is coming up this very weekend at the Metrodome on July 2nd. And I wonder if you can jump in and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a very exciting event. That's going to be, it's put on by the Minnesota Twins Baseball Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a 1:10 game on Sunday, July 2nd. But it's Military Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
So all veterans can get in free. And, cool. I believe they're going to all get 4 free tickets. They have to bring some kind of proof that they're a veteran.
Right.
And it can be very minimal. I mean, DD-214, just about anything they'll accept. So, and the organization is going to recognize the Minnesota Twins Platoon in a pregame ceremony, but it's also recognizing all veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have a lot of good things going on for veterans at that game.
And you're going to be there to meet folks and do some signings?
Right, yep, going to be there. And then Walden Books is actually going to be there selling the books at the game. And then Ian and a fellow from the National Guard was asked to throw out the first ball. So that'll
excellent.
Be, yeah, that'll be kind of exciting.
That'd be great. And it should be a good game, too, against, of course,
sure.
the rival Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Other signings coming up, if you don't mind, I just want to run down this
sure.
list, let people know where that maybe they can meet you, come out and sign the book. At Riverfest in Anoka?
Yep.
And the Anoka County Historical Society's Riverfest on July 8th. That's not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after, I believe. And you'll be there from, it looks like the event is from 9 to 5. You'll be at the Marine Corps base in
Quantico,
Virginia. Wow. That's a trip. Getting over up there.
It's real exciting. Yeah,
it's great. And then back here in Minnesota again, we'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Blaine on July 22nd. Heading down to Texas. My goodness, this is taking all over the country. The Marine Corps Combat Helicopter Association reunion down in Fort Worth, Texas in the mid part of August, and back up here Linwood Days in Anoka County, Walden Books in North Town Mall in Blaine, Barnes & Noble in Rochester, and then a Veterans Day recognition on November 11th, Shisawa Lakes VFW and American Legion. And so you show up there, you talk to people about the book, you do a signing, are you asked questions at those points?
Yeah, it's very casual and formal, and we get to visit with people, and then whenever these events occur, you know, there's an open invitation to the other members of the Twins Platoon.
Yeah.
And quite often they'll show up. It can vary sometimes a couple up to maybe 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun because then people get to visit with the real heroes of the
Yeah, world. Exactly. Exactly.
And, yeah, so...
And again, as you say, one of the big responses from people reading this book is that it makes people want to, thank a vet. And what a great opportunity to do that, too.
Yeah.
So come on out. Come to these signings. I want to make sure Chris leaves me a copy of this list here so we can have it here at the studio and let people know where the signings are going to be. Speaking this morning with Chris Sorrow, Jr., the author of the Twins Platoon here on the Morning Interview Program. Chris, if you don't mind, we'll take a break right now and do a little bit of business.
Sure.
Come back and talk a little bit more about the book if you have a few more minutes for us. The Morning Interview Program is sponsored by Dan Johnson, State Farm Insurance Agency located in downtown Mora. Great conversation this morning with our in-studio guest, Chris Sorrow, Jr., the author of the Twins Platoon, and again, a local author as well, living very near here in North Branch, and again, we're delighted to have you with us. Chris, we were talking during the break about some of the things we wanted to mention, and other things we wanted to bring up, and I know you had a point or two that you wanted to make sure we address.
Sure. One of the things about the book Twins Platoon is that it's it represents a cross section of America, and it hits pretty close to home. There's actually some of the members are local area people, and I just wanted to mention their names.
Mm-hmm.
We have Terry Marlowe. He lives in Rush City.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Lake lives in Stanchfield. Then there's Chuck Ennis.
Right.
Up here
Chuck Ennis, who we included an interview with him in our discussion last time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then there's another fellow from Brain, Steve Thorkelson.
Okay.
He moved to Florida, but I believe he spent most of his life up here.
Mm-hmm.
So the book hits pretty close to home.
Lots of local people, and again, people that folks in our listening area may know these folks, and not maybe not even acknowledge that they were members of the Twins Platoon.
Yep. Exactly. And two, when people read the book, I think they're going to be almost shocked at some of the service, some of the things that these people went through
mm-hmm.
that they never talk about. You
mm-hmm.
never know they're veterans half the time, and then you read about their heroism, and it's quite a moving thing when you find out, what the true cross to freedom really is.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think, too, it's, in my mind, Chris, I'm not sure, I hope you'd agree with this, in my mind, it's really representative, I think, of what was happening during that era, that there really were just regular folks. There are people like you and me and the people who live next door who were going off doing these heroic things and not always to a lot of recognition, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, you hit the nail right on the head. Some of, our real heroes are just so often everyday people,
mm-hmm.
people that you went to school with, and then you just find that when they need to, they really rise to the occasion,
mm-hmm.
make our country proud of the way they serve them.
And that's, I think, one of the strengths of the book, too, that it really points out how many people, that just think are living ordinary day-to-day lives have got this heroic story to tell and can rise, like you say, rise to the occasion. I think that's great. Speaking this morning with Chris Sorrow, Jr., the author of The Twins Platoon, I was looking ahead at the upcoming events list that you gave me here, and I'm a little bit envious because 2 days from now, you get to go down to the cities to another radio station, which I won't name, and meet the one and only Pat Miles.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Got to say, a little bit envious of that. That should be a great interview.
Yeah.
That should be terrific. And as we mentioned, too, I want to remind people of, it's this coming Sunday. I think I said before that it was a couple Sundays hence, but actually it's this coming Sunday, June 2nd, at the Twins baseball game against the rival Milwaukee Brewers, 110 started. It's Minnesota Twins Military Appreciation Day, vets and the vets and a family of four,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Get down there for free.
Yeah, I really encourage people to come because, again, especially if you're a veteran, that game, they're honoring you as a veteran, and mm-hmm. you deserve to be there, and I think you'll have a good time, and bring your family and friends. It's
come
all
on,
about you.
Come on, I'll watch the game and enjoy, you know, get the appreciation and the recognition and the respect that comes with that, and along with the other reasons to go there, get a chance to meet Chris. I'm going to talk about the book. That's great. Chris, it's just an honor to have you here this morning. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us, and I want to thank you for writing the book. Any last thoughts, any last reflections you want to give up before we let you go here this morning?
The only thing I can think of, people don't know, maybe just to mention where they can get the book.
Thank you.
Sure. You can get it at zenithpress.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, or just about any bookstore that sells books. If you just go in and ask for it, they should be able to get it mm-hmm. if they don't have it. Barnes & Noble, definitely, they stock it. Walden Books mm-hmm. stock it. So it's probably, and then Morgan & Company in Forest Lake also stocks it. We don't have a lot of bookstores up here mm-hmm. up north, but it's available there also.
The nice thing, too, in this modern era of being able to go on the Internet, I mean, one of the things that I did as soon as we heard about this interview is tapped onto Amazon.com. and BarnesandNoble.com. And folks, if you get a chance to do that, if you're internet savvy at all and get a chance to do that, read the reviews of this book that people have written in. Just folks like us who read this book and tapped in and given their 2 cents worth. If you didn't want to read the book before, it'll only intensify that for you. You'll want to pick up the book and read it cover to cover after reading these reviews. The reviews are glowing. I don't think that's exaggeration to say that.
Thank you very much.
Well, in any case, it's our pleasure to be with you, and pleasure that we hope we can get you back before too long for another interview, and we'll keep this list of upcoming events here at the studio in case someone's like driving down the road and can't get their hand on a pen and paper right now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's my pleasure to be here, and again, it's a great radio station. I have it on when I work around the place.
All right.
Music.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Chris Sorrow, Jr., the author of The Twins Platoon, a local author from here in North Branch, and if you are interested in, as I'm sure you are now, but from hearing our discussion, if you're interested in meeting Chris, there's lots of opportunities to do that. Find out about the book, including going to the Minnesota Twins Military Appreciation Day this coming Sunday, July 2nd. The Twins meeting the Milwaukee Brewers at the Metronome. And Chris is going to be throwing off the first ball.
Yeah, that'll be a real experience.
They might sign you up right away.
Well, I practice a little bit. 80% of the time I do okay. It's the 20% I'm worried about.
You might meet Johan Santana and Brad Ratke might come out and ask for some pointers.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a little nervous until that's over.
Well, it's a delight to have you. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah.
Your program on KBEK is sponsored by Dan Johnson, State Farm Insurance Agency, and a presentation of KBEK News.